Hey, what it is, Connecticut? This your boy Drop, and I'm chilling with Connecticut's finest female, DJ Exclusive. Baby, you so exclusive.
Father God, we thank you for this gathering of souls. The word says that with two or more gathering your name, that you're in presence, we thank you for your presence. We ask that your grace and blessings are upon the show this evening. Pray that any obstacle the devil plans to place in our path be removed in the name of Jesus. We pray that there are no fightings, no stabbings, no shootings, no arrests, no drunk driving, no altercations or incidents whatsoever. We're able to bring and touch one person for your name's sake, for your glory, and we've done something wonderful with our lives. The word says, one praying will save 1,000, two praying will save 10,000. We ask to touch many more. Make every set of two people touch 10,000 people. We humble ourselves before you, Lord. We praise your name and give you the glory. We praise your name and give you the glory. We thank you, Father, for just being able to be here this evening in each other's company. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. White hate black, it's right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war is to follow the law of the Lord.
You know the vibes.
Lord, you left me stranded, and I don't know why. Told me to live my life, now I'm ready to die. Ready to fly, I cry, but I shed no tears. You told me you were dead, those fears. It's been years, woo! Snakes still coming at me. Just missing. Sometimes I think all you do with me is just listen. I thought that I was special, that's what you told me. Hold me, stop acting like you don't know me. When I do so bad in the situation.
Y'all motherfuckers wasn't outside, so you don't appreciate the dog, but you about to learn something today. Yeah?
If you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was.
Only now, man.
Let me fly, or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I be gone any day.
Let
me fly, or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I be gone any day.
Hold
me down, niggas wanna know me now. Didn't wanna play with me when to show me how. Know me out, cause it's all about the bark. Let the dog loose, baby, it's about to spark. Light up the night like the 4th of July. Niggas know when I let go, niggas die. If it's why, and you don't know, you slow like Baltimore. If you ain't trying to go, you blow. All the pain,
ready for the rough ride. I'm ready to pod, ladies and gentlemen.
When I speak, I'm understood. My decision is good. I see what I'm able to see, cause my vision is good. It's like I see through the eyes of a wise old man. So I chill, knowing I can kill this guy's whole family. Sometimes it's better to be thought dumb and remain silent than to open your mouth and remove all doctors if it came violent. See, I'm gonna give it to you straight so you don't ask anymore.
You don't really want what you're asking me for.
It's a war. When it's on, it's on. It's on till I'm gone. And I ain't got long, but while I'm here,
it's gonna burn.
People, how I finish money, get that? Gonna learn. You've been talking about that drive-by.
Hey.
And they ain't did nothing but drive-by. Listen, shorty, I'm telling you this for your own good. Everybody is the man in they own hood. For real.
Ah!
Yeah, it's if the sun is shining. And if you cats keep fretting, then your ass is gone.
Hey.
Yeah, it's if the sun is shining. And if you cats keep fretting, then your ass is gone.
Man, I had to
do it.
I already know what this is.
Who sent you?
I'm ready to pod, ladies and
yo,
gentlemen.
Yo, nigga, who sent you?
Come on, ladies.
It's me, Mika.
Hi.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Thugged out, thugged out, thugged out.
Just wanted to hear banging songs, you know what I mean? And I know I put out at least half the banging rap joints that's out there, so, you know, if I stop, it's over with.
DMX has died. The rapper's death follows his hospitalization after suffering a heart attack triggered by a drug overdose. DMX turned 50 in December.
You know, I just wanted to continue to do what I do, you know, work hard with the music, don't compromise the music.
E.T. learned that medical staff at his home tried to revive him twice, and he was later revived again at a hospital in White Plains, New York. A source close to the rapper and actor told ET that DMX recently relapsed with his drug addiction and previously suffered from COVID-19. The source added that before he died, DMX's family was by his bedside, holding his hand and praying. Amid his initial hospitalization, a rep for the family told ET, quote, "He is in a medical state from which I don't think he will recover." The Rough Riders to the Rescue Foundation organized a vigil outside of DMX's hospital.
God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this hour.
DMX sold over 74 million records across his decades-spanning career in the music industry.
X gon' give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. With the non-stop pop-pop, I'm stainless steel.
The rapper was nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, and he won Favorite Rap Hip-Hop Artist at the AMAs in 2000.
I was the first artist to do two platinum albums in 1 year, you know, I should have got it then. It's the feeling, you know, you feel what I say if you're listening, you know, if not, you just feel the beat, you know, but it's there, it's strong, you know, it's deep, every song. And type of album where you can put it on and, you know, just let it play. You know, you don't have to skip, oh, put it on 7 and back to 12 and, you know, you don't have to do all that. Let it play. I'm DMX.
3 of his albums were certified platinum, including his 3rd studio album, and then there was X, which included his most successful song, Party Up.
Y'all gon' make me act a fool, up in here, y'all gon' make me lose my cool, up in here, up in here.
And it wasn't long before DMX's success extended to Hollywood. He starred in movies like Romeo Must Die and Exit Wounds.
All right, y'all know what to do. Just get it on.
DMX even pulled double duty for the film Cradle to the Grave, where on the set he was both acting and recording music for the soundtrack.
I mean, we had a studio bus on the set. You know, and sometimes, like, I'd wrap it maybe 2 o'clock, and I'd be there till like 7 in the morning on the studio bus.
Amid DMX's struggles with drug addiction, as well as legal troubles over the years, he remained a deeply religious person.
Do you have a drug problem now?
I will always have a drug problem. Just because you stop getting high doesn't mean that you don't have the problem, because it's a constant fight every day. Every trigger that was a trigger when you got, it's still a trigger. Whether you act on it or not, it's a lonely feeling. It's a lonely feeling.
Get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G, and I hope y'all ready for the bombest mother to ever grace the airwaves in this town.
Everybody know this, hey, your boy Kwame. Hey, I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, ma.
Yo. Is this motherfucking mic even on? Is it recording? Does it acknowledge my presence? Do you, the listener, acknowledge my presence? Can you hear me booming through your system right now? Well, good. With no further ado, I bring to you, me, DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And this is episode 75, ready to meet him. I'm giving my guy DMX way more flowers, way more roses. We gonna talk about it. Gunshot for the Nothing Podcast and how we about to talk about it. And if you wasn't outside, if you only like 21, if you a young baby, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But if you a hip hop head, if you give it up for the real, if you just love the soul and the pain in his music, if you've ever experienced him cry on stage and make a tear come down your eye, then this episode is for you. Just like the GOAT of podcasting, Joe Budden, said on his episode, if you want to drop a few thug tears during this pod, it is acceptable. This is a safe place. Everything Lit is a safe place. The Nothing Podcast, Instagram, and Facebook pages are all safe places for you to get your shit off and show some love for D. Man, gunshot for D. And let's drop a couple of bombs, because you know what the reality of the situation is? I'm 35 years old and DMX was only 50, so that's one of those things that make you say, My mom is 54, so I say all that to say he was a very young man. He had so much promise, and if you're a real fan of him, then you're not sad for him. I mean, we probably all got a little drunk, we probably all cried a little bit, but at the end of the day, we are all celebrating his greatness and where he is now. In paradise. He don't have to feel that pain, that struggle no more. So gunshot to D and his freedom. Man, you already know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play some of that music. We're gonna get to it. We're gonna talk about what's going on in the culture. Got some rapid fire nothingness for you. Got some real funny clips that some of y'all might not have been outside to experience with your boy D in his essence and in his prime, giving it up, talking about some people. We're going to talk about all of the fake love going around on social media because it's very corny, corny, gunshot for the corniness of how people use people's death for clout. Niggas took a picture with DMX 35 years ago and they want to post it talking about rest in peace where that man doesn't even communicate with you. You know, an old friend of my mom's daughter is a close relation of him. She relates herself as his goddaughter. She was telling me a whole bunch of things, but I didn't post any of it. I didn't share any of it. You know why? Because it's nobody's business what people go through and how people are so thirsty for the clout moment and for the likes off of somebody's death and off of someone's existence to in which you had no part of. That shit is corny. So we're going to address that. Got to talk about it. I got called negative. I got called a bunch of shit because even before D passed, I was calling niggas out for, I was saying, yo, we about to experience the flood of a bunch of fake niggas claiming that they was DMX fans because they know that that's going to move their post up in the algorithms. They're going to get likes and people going to be following them. And it sounds bitter. It sounds crazy to say because it almost sounds as if I am saying that people do not have a right to send their condolences to someone that may have had an influence on their childhood. But you can always tell the difference. You can always tell the difference between someone that's being authentic and someone's just riding a wave. And we're going to talk about that. Cam'ron calling out Action Pack and Jackson. There's a lot going on in the news cycle this week. But before we touch on all of that, I have to remind everybody that's listening. Over here at the Nothing Podcast, this is a dictatorship. On the Nothing Podcast, DJ Exclusive's opinions are facts. We can always agree to disagree, but what we are not going to do is use any of my platforms for you to get your shit off. Be very clear that this is a dictatorship and not a democracy. I love everybody that loves me, but if you only engage with me to argue with me, you can respectfully go fuck yourself. And with that being said, my album is on the way. It's called The Departed. You can go shop The Departed merch at nothingmerch.com in the Departed collection. You can make sure you stream all my music on YouTube, Spotify, and all your favorite streaming platforms to in which you stream. And if you're one of those people that like to make up TikTok dances and do all of that, you can absolutely most certainly do that to my beats by typing in DJ Exclusive. Now, with no further ado, I bring to you the rest of the podcast.
Part of me want to go to the hospital and punch DMX dead in his face out of love, like dogs. You had so many people out here that was rooting for you. So many people out here that was pushing for you, that want to see you win. So many people love DMX. Part of me, like, really want to go to the hospital and deck DMX like he's a selfish dude. Then the other half of me, it's like, yo, you know, not for nothing. So he in the hospital over overdose, right? He overdosed, right? Which means he got a bad batch, right? Now, my common sense is telling me, I've never in my life, because we all know DMX started off on crack. We know this. It's not a secret. But I ain't never seen nobody OD off of no crack. But yet and still, the one who supplied him with those drugs is the one who turned his TV off. You responsible. Night, night, DMX. You put him to sleep. You put the dog down. Your niggas wanna be killers? Get at me, dog. You put the dog down. There's no more. DMX. You rocked his snot box. You did it. So everybody that's around DMX, when y'all start sniffing like a dog, go sniff up that stash. Right? See, it's simple. Now all y'all gotta do is figure out who he was running with, who he was with the night of or prior to him taking that bad batch that bust his heart and caused his brain to put him night-night.
Come on, man.
Now, if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, you already know I reacted to this full video. Light-skinned cornbread is very, very disrespectful. But the sad part about it is I understand his logic. And it's a logic that is not dumb, but it's misplaced and it's ignorant. And a lot of people are doing this at this moment while we're mourning DMX.
Aww. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I've seen countless posts from so-called college graduates and people that are so smart. I watch them nearly every day on social media with their platform reaching so many people. People engaging in such intelligent conversation about 50% of the time. But the other 50% of the time, they trolling. And they saying shit like, now that DMX is dead, when are we going to have the conversation about addiction? Nigga, go fuck you and your mother. Do you want to go back to people like Nina Simone? Jimi Hendrix? There's so many people that we can sit here and name that quote unquote died of a drug overdose. I don't even have to say Whitney Houston, her daughter, Whitney Houston's stepson, Bobby Brown's son, Junior. Like, what is we talking about here? When is it time for us to have that discussion? Y'all ignorant motherfucking coon ass niggas say that every time one of our legends or someone that we prop up dies suspiciously, quote unquote, allegedly of drugs. Y'all motherfuckers be acting like y'all be around these niggas. That's the shit that agitates me about the shit. Y'all don't be having no kind of sympathy for the people that's actually feeling something for the loss of this person when y'all delivering that ignorant bullshit that you saying. And in the perspective of Hassan Campbell, he was making very valid points to in which he was describing drug dealers and how we prop them up and celebrate them in the African American community. But on the flip side, we losing people like DMX and we're losing legends and people that we respect to these same drugs that these motherfuckers is pushing and peddling out on the streets. So it comes to a place where we have to ask ourselves, who are we really loyal to? Are we loyal to ourselves and our people or these drug dealers that are pushing poison in our neighborhoods and they're taking our fathers and our mothers away? They're making our children be raised in foster care and all that other stuff that he was talking about. All of that is incredibly valid. But to take someone else's sickness and try to leverage a conversation that no one wants to have unless you attach a celebrity name to it, that's goofy. Like later on, I wanted to talk about, what's his name? Kid Cudi, dressing up like a bitch on Saturday Night Live. Then they want to say he's doing it for Kurt Cobain. Okay, so everybody wants to show all this love for Kurt Cobain, but how come they didn't have the discussion of drugs when they say that he overdosed and blew his own brains out? Y'all gotta learn how to miss me with that bullshit, and then y'all be following along, you ignorant ass bitches. They on social media like, yeah, and y'all talking about he got laced when he was 14 years old, so like that gives him an excuse to smoke crack every day. Bitch! You ever smoke crack, nigga? You ever had any kind of addiction? Because we can talk about addictions. Bitches be addicted to dick. Niggas be addicted to pussy. I used to fuck a bitch that used to sniff coke right in front of me like it was nothing. asking me if I wanted some. No, bitch. You go ahead, get your shit off. I'm good. Niggas be doing drugs. I live currently in Bridgeport, Connecticut. If you listening to this podcast and you from this area, you know quite a few motherfuckers done OD'd between 2019 and as of I'm recording this podcast. That's some cool motherfuckers that y'all fuck with. And the wild shit is, some of these niggas that's out here in Bridgeport ODing, when they was alive and they was on Facebook and they was doing that bullshit, y'all was partying with them, bigging them up. But then when they OD'd, y'all didn't want to have the conversation about your friend ODing. But now you want to have that conversation about this man that you don't even know. Y'all ignorant as fuck. Let's talk about that nigga that you smoke blunts with, that when you not around, he be smoking crack and doing heroin and everything else, and he OD'd in his room. And his family gave him a funeral and they won't tell nobody how he died. Let's talk about your loved ones that's on that shit, that you know on that shit, and you excuse their behavior. Let's start the conversation about addiction right there. Miss me with that clout chasing bullshit. And if you're sitting here, you're like, well, I don't have any family members that are on drugs. Okay, I bet you got some family members that's fucking perverts. I bet you got some family members with some fucked up credit. I bet you got some family members with some diabetes. They overweight or they underweight or they got some other kind of disability or mental health disorder. I bet that. So before you over there judging DMX and what he does or what he don't do, consider yourself. So all I gotta say, because a lot of y'all out here got the game fucked up. And that's evident as a motherfucker. Y'all out here with the game extremely fucked up. You don't know nothing about struggle. You don't know nothing about pain. You don't know nothing about demons. You don't know nothing about searching for peace in the bottom of a bottle. Or at the end of a blunt. Or inside of a bowl of a crack pipe. You don't know nothing about that. So I'm about to put you on to some shit real quick. There's a legend in the hip hop world. Her name is Roxanne Shanté. She got on her Instagram live and shedded real tears over her relationship with DMX and an experience that she had. And I want to play that for y'all because I think you ignorant fucks need to hear something like this.
Now, my relationship with DMX, we wasn't super close, but we had time enough to be able to talk to each other. And coming from similar backgrounds, there's certain things that I need y'all to understand. When he, and this is not what somebody told me, this is what he said to me. He said, you know, when he was younger, his mom had took him to a children's home and said that they was just going to visit. And she left him there. She took him there and she left him there. And he was too little to be there, too little to understand how to defend himself, how to take care of himself and everything else. But he did it and he survived it. And we all have our ways of dealing with it. I've been through that system. I've been through that. I know what it's like when people think that adults don't care about children. I know what it's like to run the streets, sleep on a train, sleep in the hallways, try to sleep at friends' houses, have people tell you you could come stay at their house and their brothers are trying to mess with you or even their fathers and adults and uncles and shit. I know what it is like. And we all handle it differently. We all have our demons. When people would see me and say how angry I was, they didn't understand what I had endured and what I went through. And as soon as me and DMX came in contact with each other, as soon as me and Earl came in contact with each other, we already knew what was done. to that spirit. And it makes you overly aggressive. It makes you seem angry to people. It makes you seem mad to people. So people try to find whatever they can in order to overcome that. Some people turn to drugs. Some people turn to drinking. Some people turn to other things. People wonder why we give so much. Why we... Everybody's fighting their own fucking demons. So when I think about it right now, I think about the fact that when that certain amount of peace comes along, why do you think... Let me tell you why Roxanne Shanté don't drink or don't use drugs. You know why? Because I'm so afraid to find some fucking peace in it that I would never stop. I'm so afraid to find some fucking peace in it.
I played that for all of the people that think it is okay to use their platform to disrespect the legacy of a person that a lot of people care about and are affected by. It's just tasteless and it's corny. I can respect the whole idea of wanting to spark a conversation about something that's serious that's going on in the African American community, but there are a whole bunch of things going on in our community that none of y'all motherfuckers want to sit and discuss. And it's always the motherfuckers that ain't never been through nothing, ain't never had no real struggle, ain't never had no real pain, that always want to pass judgment on a person that has. I'll be the first person to tell you, I am incredibly blessed, I am incredibly fortunate, and I am very, very spoiled because God has blessed me with a family that looks out for me and makes sure I am good. I don't have every single thing in the world that I could desire, that I want, but who does unless your family is rich and famous and wealthy? And I'm not really out here trying to have every single thing in the world. As long as I can do the things that make me happy, I am good. I say that to say there are people that don't even get the bare minimum in life, let alone blessings and opportunities to be better than they were yesterday, today, and so on and so forth. If you a real DMX fan and you really know about him, this man drunk perfume one day because he was so hungry. If you ain't never been that hungry, if you ain't never had that kind of experience, then you can't talk about somebody and they demons. Now, if you guys want to have a serious conversation about drug addiction in the African American community, we're going to have to first start with mental health. People turn to drugs because they don't know how to deal with their PTSD. They don't know how to deal with their traumas. They don't know how to deal with all of the things that happened way before they ran to drugs. The drugs played a part when they tried it and it worked. That's why when Roxanne Shanté says she don't do drugs, she does not drink, that's something that I could understand. Because I could remember the first time I smoked a blunt or took a drink and it fixed whatever the fuck was going on. So now as an adult who is conscious of addiction and what it can do to you, I consciously make decisions to not drink when I am upset or going through something because that is how problems start. If you are moving, drinking from just having a good time, being social, having a couple of drinks, smoking a couple of L's, just relaxing, to choosing intoxication when you're going through something that is difficult for you to cope with, that is an issue. And these are some of the things that people that are addicts deal with. And I just felt the need to get my shit off and tell y'all to go eat a big donkey dick. You played yourself. You don't know what the fuck you talking about. And we're not about to be disrespecting legends and someone that mattered to a lot of people. Someone that touched a lot of people because you have no understanding of addiction and what it really does to people when they're really trying to get clean. So enjoy this glass of shut the fuck up courtesy of me. There are refills free at the bar.
Love my niggas. I shed blood for my niggas. Ride or die. Let a nigga holler. Where my niggas? Get down or lay down. All I want to hear is right here, my nigga.
See, we got to put it in the air to this one. Light your L up and pour your Henny out for this one.
You won't take this from me, baby. You will not take this from me, baby.
Yeah, no. Hey, wait a minute.
My niggas. Some niggas that you don't want to try. My niggas. Some niggas just really do or die. My niggas. We'll have you cowards ready to cry.
My niggas.
We'll fry.
My niggas.
We'll rob.
My niggas.
Keep niggas on their fucking job.
My niggas.
Know what it's like when shit getting hard.
My niggas.
Stay pulling you up the niggas' cars.
1-2-1-2.
My niggas.
If you just tapped in, you fucking with DJ Exclusive and the Nothing Podcast.
Let me know to keep fucking.
This is episode 75. I'm ready to meet him. We miss you, X. Wait a minute.
Keep you niggas knocking on wood.
My niggas.
Know how to take it back to the hood.
My niggas.
We'll put you down right where you stood.
My niggas.
They could.
My niggas.
They will.
My niggas.
Take you straight to the back.
Cause if I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown.
I'm a boss.
I'm gonna gun it down. Run it down. Wherever it's gonna go, it's gonna be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog.
Believe that.
Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid nigga. Learn a lesson. I'm gonna get you either way, and it's better to live. So let me get what's in your sock, cause it's better to give, to receive.
Believe
what I say when I tell you.
Don't make me
put you somewhere where nobody can smell you. And when the lights is out, they don't come back on. This ain't a flick, you ain't gonna come back on.
You ain't that strong.
Knew it was wrong, but you asked for it, baby. Use a big nigga, ski mask for it, baby.
Hey.
You up on Front Street. You get dumb sweet. One heat, one deep, leaving behind.
Stocks and bonds.
24 left until my death. So I'm gonna waste a lot of life, but I'll cherish every breath. I know exactly where I'm going, but I'ma send you there.
You know how
first.
I give it up.
With the shit that I'll be doing, I'ma send you there first. I've been living with a curse, and now it's all about to end.
But before I go, say hello
to my little friend.
Hey.
But I got to make it right, reconcile with my mother. Try to explain to my son, to my girl,
I love her.
See, four up under the coat, snatch up my dog. Turn like three villains on Wall Street into a fog. Out with a bang, you will remember my name. I wanted to live forever, but this was a fame.
When you look at Wayne, man, and you see, and he's one of those skateboard kids now, too. What do you think of his success? How
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Like I said, and like I said, you know, I actually, I do consider him, to be a talented rapper. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, but there's so many others that I think have no talent.
I'm going to let a follow-up pass. I'm going to tell you why. Because normally I would ask you, well, who are these people? Give me an example of who you think isn't talented. But
Drake.
I said, I'm going to let that follow-up
oh,
pass.
Oh, I didn't hear that. My bad.
I said, because.
I rewinded that.
I actually go out on record. So I think I beg to differ. I personally think Drake is extremely talented.
Well, you know what, and you know that was just something. He has talent.
Yeah,
but it's kind of redundant. Uh-huh. It's kind of the same all the time. It kind of sounds the same. To me personally, it's kind of the point where it's an annoying sound. It's an older voice, it's like annoying, like rah, 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 like the washing machine, rah, 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 or a dryer. Rah, rah. I don't even have to explain why. I just don't like what it is, I'm kind of feeling some kind of way uh-huh. about the fact that you've been commissioned. You've been blessed. You've been given the opportunity to do the Aaliyah album, yet you don't include anybody that she worked with personally. Oh. What part of game is that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even look at it from that perspective.
Yeah,
so you work with her.
I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, son. No, there's a reason why I feel the way I feel. Uh-huh. Like, how do you do that? Mm-hmm. How do you disregard what this woman did? I mean, what this beautiful angel did. Like, how do you disregard that and just say, oh, I'm going to take it for myself because I'm hot right now and I'm feeling myself and I'm Canadian.
Now, I might not mean nothing to y'all, but I got another glass to shut the fuck up to hand out. Now, you know me. I do my social media thing. I upload hip-hop news content and debate pieces, conversation pieces to the Nothing Pod Facebook, Instagram, and to our Facebook community, Everything Lit. Now, I had posted about there was a whole lot of celebrities sending their condolences to DMX and talking about DMX when, quite frankly, when he was alive, he wasn't fucking with y'all. And one of the artists that I had called out about that was actually Drake. Motherfuckers want to, oh, him and Drake, they made up. Listen, some of the things DMX said about Drake in at least three interviews, twice on The Breakfast Club, this one interview that I just played, shout out to Rap Fix, DMX was very clear on the fact that he believed that Drake had minimal talent and he did not like his music. In this particular interview, he quote said that he sounds like a washing machine. Now, you guys want to tag me in an interview that he did on The Breakfast Club where Drake basically reached out to him to use a sample for his album. All DMX pretty much said was he was grateful for the acknowledgement. And that's possibly because Drake learned from the last time where he claimed that he wanted to do an Aaliyah album and not include anyone that has worked with Aaliyah or is part of her growth and her process as an artist. Now, Rick Ross is another person. However, Rick Ross and DMX actually have come together and worked together. And I was trolling when I included Rick Ross only because DMX said that he's fat and he raps about food and getting high and there is no lyrical content, no soul in his music. This is another comment that I don't see how a person can forgive this. Now, putting my shoes on Rick Ross' feet, DMX could probably say 1,000 things about me. If giving the opportunity to work with him, if Swiss Beats creates an opportunity for us to, you know, bury the hatchet, then yeah, I'm going to do that. So I can kind of understand Rick Ross, but Drake, I don't really understand it. And then on top of that, Drake puts his little bullshit condolences in his story. He doesn't even post it on any of his pages. He puts it in his story. So it's gone now. And he didn't even include a rest in peace, you'll be missed, or nothing. It was just two random pictures of DMX, which looks incredibly political and calculated. I feel like Drake is making a decision to be called out for being phony and sending false condolences rather being called out for not saying anything at all. So if I was a publicist or a PR person, I would say, yeah, him posting something is better than him posting nothing at all. But that's that fake bullshit that I was talking about. And one thing about DMX, he always preached being genuine, being real. That's why I fuck with him. If you a fan of him, you know he can go to any hood, any city, any state, and he is good there. He does not have to worry about nobody when he pulls up to any project. You know why? Because he's authentic. A lot of these artists are not authentic. And every time someone passes away, there's a whole bandwagon full of people that swear up and down that they were friends, swear before that person passed away, they had a conversation, they were able to piece up their bullshit. All of this is fucking annoying. And as a 35-year-old, there's been three rappers in my whole entire life, well, actually four, that I shed tears for when they passed away. That is Notorious B.I.G., Tupac Shakur, Nipsey Hussle, and now DMX. So when a emotion hits you personally, the bullshit that you observe happening online that motherfuckers is doing and saying for clout and likes, for that instant shot of dopamine that go to your brain when you get some props online, that shit is annoying on the outside looking in, because you could remember situations where these same motherfuckers was throwing dirt and being shady. There's a post going around my Facebook where somebody is calling out all of these phony ass motherfuckers in New Haven. Shout out to New Haven, but there's a lot of phony motherfuckers in New Haven, Connecticut, talking all of this, oh, rest in peace, DMX, and quoting the two lyrics that they know from the two mainstream songs that they know. But when DMX would come to Toad's Place or local venues here
in Connecticut toward the end of his career, niggas was calling them crackheads, niggas was calling them a junkie, niggas was seeing that he was washed up and they wasn't going to pay the $25, $30 or $50 cover charge to go see him perform. Now these same motherfuckers want to post and share posts talking about how much they'll miss him and how pivotal he was to their upbringing. Yet when you had the opportunity to give him flowers and show him love while he was alive, you didn't do that. You got motherfuckers wanting to share a whole bunch of videos and shit about him, about his death. Where they do that at? Help me figure it out.
Who dick you sucking?
Don't call me with that bullshit, all right?
You lying to me, B.
Yeah, exactly.
Who dick you sucking? Come on, B. I just heard some shit about you, some foul shit. Fuck is the deal?
Suck my fucking dick, you bitch ass nigga.
No, you explain it to me, bitch. You know what I'm talking about.
This I don't nigga. Know nobody up here. You don't fuck with nobody up here, and I ain't been fucking with nobody.
Yo,
I don't know nobody in fucking Yonkers.
Lying ass bitch, you ain't shit. Do I got to holler his name too?
Who the fuck is he?
Bitch, you fucking him.
Yeah, you already know the vibes. This your girl, DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast. This is episode 75. I'm ready to meet him. Wait a minute!
The game's being played. How's it doing down? It's on till it's gone that I got to know now. Is you with me? You what? Nigga trying to get me a nuts. Cause honey's gonna give me the vibe.
Woo!
I'm politicking with this chicken, wondering if I'm a creeper. Little hood rap bitch from 25th named Tamika coming through like I do. You know,
getting my bark on.
Knew she was a thug cause when I met her she had a scarf on. 5411, size 7 in girls. Baby face would look like she was 11 with curves. Girlfriend,
what?
Remember me from way back? I'm the same cat with the wave cap that my fucker at TNT used to play.
You know, I was outside. I don't know if y'all was outside. I don't know if you know about this. But this, that shit. Yes. 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 Holler up.
I thought y'all niggas really wanted drama, I'd have been pulled out the armor. Word to my mama.
Woo!
Hit y'all niggas with something that you ain't never felt.
What?
Hit y'all niggas for frontin', you caught up in that hell.
What?
If I thought that half the shit that bitches said was true, I'd be spitting lead at you, the danger crew. But if you know a bitch, you don't listen to that bitch. You don't argue with that bitch.
All you do is
fuck that bitch.
Ha.
If I listen to all the snake niggas that's running their mouth, I wouldn't be in the crib, I'd be loading up to run in your house. But you can't fuck with cowards, get the coward to be a coward. He'll end up killing these cowards, he'll end up spilling these cowards. If I let the niggas around my way tell me how to feel about me, I guess I really wouldn't be deep.
Nah.
But I'm the best that ever did it,
yep.
The best at it because I live it. How many niggas eat it and shit it? You cats want it?
Come and get it.
Restore it.
What y'all know about this?
Come on.
I'm giving y'all sleepers. I'm giving y'all sleepers.
Come on.
Woo!
I've been playing bitches all my life. From that hoe to my wife. You think I give a fuck like you don't know I'm living trife. Strife and struggle. Bitches with pussy on the juggle. Little shorty named Tamika from 25th. Used to smuggle. Keys to that Colombian connection. From that cross the water section. Baby 9, 17 shots for protection. Injection of that shit I'm kicking. Got you sticking niggas you got love for. Bring them up. Touch them with the buzzsaw. Bitches slinging rocks. Swinging glocks. Bringing knots. Holding down the fun. Even when it's steaming hot. Money's being got. But honey's acting shady. So I hit it with 5 from the 380. Came Fox and 300 Mercedes. Time like this. Bring out the savage and shit. Bitches ain't keeping it real. So I'm damaging shit. I'm on that scavenger shit.
And I'm hungry.
Fox with the dog.
It's about to get ugly.
Right here. Y'all bitches suck a dick.
And y'all niggas
see
a click.
Think you fucking slick.
Y'all
niggas ain't shit.
Y'all bitches suck a dick.
Y'all niggas want to switch.
Think you fucking slick.
Y'all niggas see the click. What y'all know about that?
Y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all niggas want to
speak. She ain't but 20. She looked like 15. I mean, so we had to send.
R. Kelly, what's up?
We had to send a Def Jam rep. Yeah. R. Kelly, what's up? We got minors in the building. You fucking bitch ass nigga. When I see you, I'm gonna spit in your fucking face. Bang. Fuck you. R. Kelly. Fuck that nigga with an elephant dick, you fucking bitch.
Kapow! Rough Rider G-Unit Radio.
Yes, this is what we doing,
this
man.
This is how we like it.
Kato, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo, nigga, invited me to the studio.
Wow.
You know, now, we show up at a video shoot for him. You know what I'm saying? Now, Kato was pressing me to do a song for like a minute.
Wow.
Like, I'm gonna do it. Leave him alone. Nigga, Kato kept the nigga safe in Chicago. That nigga's pussy.
Wow.
Like, so I show up in the studio on his behalf to do a song for him. So I tell nigga, now he wasn't even at the studio, but I'm still there because I'm a professional.
Shit.
So I said, all right, I'm a big Lee, what up?
I'm gonna bang my shit out, you know what I'm saying? So I say, yo, you know what? Let me take the beat, you know what I'm saying, back to the hotel and watch it when I come back home. So, and his manager's like 50 years old, his uncle and his manager.
Wow.
And said, I said, yo, ask him if I take a beat. This nigga is in a room, in the studio.
Nah.
You ain't got no respect to come to the room I'm in. You mean?
Oh, he's in a separate room. He got
He's in a room downstairs.
Come on,
somebody
man.
To talk to you.
Come on,
his
man.
Uncle, which is manager. I ain't got a problem with that. Come but on. The way he talked to the nigga was crazy. Like this. He talking to the fucking lock.
Yo.
Nah.
You're out. That's supposed to know he can take the beat.
Come on,
right
man.
Right back to lock.
No.
Oh. I'm sitting right there like, that's what's up?
That's that wax shit.
I said, why I can't take the... Let me see you talking about. Because, you know, it's a fucking beat.
That's whack,
it's a beat. You ain't your vocals in on there. Can't nobody put that on a mixtape. And hold up. Who the fuck do you think I am anyway, nigga? Like, I'm not thirsty to leak a fucking song with you.
Come on, man.
I don't even fuck with you like that. Yo, now my man dead.
Damn.
My nigga Kato. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. My nigga Kato. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I kept him safe in his own hood. And did I lay a song. The song he was supposed to get on for my nigga Kato. And this nigga didn't lay his vocals because he's about, I didn't say his name. I said, fuck all them faggots, ask all them questions, stop it. Yeah, Kato's my dog. Yeah, I fuck with Prophet.
Wow.
But I said about R. Kelly, so he got mad. He didn't want to do the song.
Oh,
you fucking bitch.
Damn,
you
man.
Fucking bitch. Nigga, if I see oh, yo, but when whenever I see you, I'm going to spit in your fucking face, you fucking faggot.
Wow.
Fucking bitch.
He tried to sue Jay-Z.
Fuck that nigga. He going to be suing a few more niggas. Trust me. Trust me. He going to be suing a few more niggas. Let me catch that nigga. My man kept him safe, dog. And he had enough respect to even talk to a nigga face to face. You got to talk through the crack in the door. Because you in there with a minor.
Oh.
You mean? You in there with a minor? You got to talk through the crack in the door? You ain't got enough respect to talk to a nigga face to face? And I'm here because of you? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you.
Hey, bro. Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
I thought that would be a really good way to talk about some of these sex offender, pussy taken, I don't need permission. If I want it, I'm just gonna fuck you ass niggas that's in the industry. Because it might not mean nothing to y'all, but a lot of y'all favorite rappers, R&B singers, athletes, movie stars, Instagram models, YouTubers, you name it. These motherfuckers are sex offenders, mentally unstable motherfuckers. Now, I think a whole lot of y'all owe Keke Palmer an apology. I think a whole lot of y'all owe Selena Powell an apology. Because it might not mean nothing to y'all, but your boy Trey Songz, he is on this list of Tifford Huxtable, Tiny Weinstein, Smelly Kelly, Harvey Weinstein, and all of these other sick fucks. If you follow my YouTube, I just did a reaction video on Tyra Banks' sex life. And she too has been a victim of sex abuse, whether she wants to admit that shit or not. Kimora Lee, she was a victim of sex abuse, whether she wants to admit that shit or not. There's no way that you can be 15 years old in a relationship with people that are in their fucking late 20s, early 30s. If a motherfucker literally has to legally wait for you to be legally able to marry them, there's something wrong with that union to begin with. But I'm not gonna go there. I'm gonna say this. DMX was a real nigga for how he called R. Kelly out. Shout out to Who Kid, 50 Cent, and everybody over there at Sirius Radio for that old school throwback clip of DMX just going in raw pause on R. Kelly because he's in the room with a minor acting all suspect, being all fucking weird. Like, nigga, why the fuck you tell me to come over here and then you're acting all of this way and then you don't even do the song over some dumb shit. And then you got your boy Trey Songz, where y'all all need to apologize to Keke Palmer and Selena Powell and all the women that accused him, because it might not mean nothing to y'all. But a judge is getting ready to settle his $10 million sex abuse
case where he was allegedly accused of doing some shit to a female in a Miami nightclub back in 2018. And y'all be sweeping that shit under the rug. Niggas be getting accused of sex abuse and then they put out a fucking album. And then y'all dumbass fans be acting like these niggas won't take pussy. And that they not onto some crazy, wild, weird ass shit. You know what? I'm not even gonna go ahead and speculate the type of crazy shit these motherfuckers be on. I'ma let Academic's wife tell you the type of shit that these crazy ass motherfuckers be on. Your boy Trey Songz, he's a fucking animal, yo.
No, but I didn't know what was happening. He just did it. He just like.
Bitch,
like,
please say who?
Trey Songz. I don't give a fuck. Fuck him. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Wait. How did he surprise pee on you? What?
Okay, so I go to the bathroom to wipe the nut off my face, like in between rounds. He follows me in there. He's like, get in the bathtub. I'm like, okay. So I do. And I'm like laying down. He's standing over me like jacking off. And he's like, play with your pussy. I'm like, okay. So I do. And then he's like, play with your tits. So I do. And then he literally just peed on me like that. And I was like, what the fuck on my eyelashes? And he's like, you're fine. And I was like,
oh. You're fine. How many rounds has Trey Songz gotten them?
Oh, 5 million.
Really?
Yes. When I left, there was a pile of condoms on the ground. I was like, whoa. I don't even.
He wore a condom every time?
Yeah.
Holy shit. This guy's got an invincible
cock. Did you know well now how you told me?
What?
I wish she wasn't as nervous, but I'm not gonna make her go alone.
He already got mad at me for like talking about him, but I don't give a fuck.
Who cares, bitch? Trey. Just don't ever see him.
Terry?
No, Trey. But Trey. Every bitch I know that has fucked him says the same shit. Like,
did he pee on him?
Yeah, I think and his he's kid. Psycho. Like, he took my phone and my purse away for like a whole day, held it over the balcony, was like, bitch, if you try and leave, I'm gonna drop this shit. I'm like,
but y'all don't wanna believe me.
And he
did the same thing to her. Like, he just does the same shit. Yeah. He's like, weird.
But so he keeps you in a hotel room for this long and he's just fucking you like a million times?
Yeah, and I kept asking like, when can I leave? What time is it? And he like just wouldn't answer. He would just fucking ignore me and I'm like, okay. And then he was like, you can leave when I go like to my flight. And I was like, okay, when's that? Wouldn't tell me. I'm like, okay.
I don't know if it's just me, but I'm the kind of guy where it's like, if I had a girl in a hotel room, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna fuck her once.
And then leave.
And then I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna say, hey, all right, now you gotta go. I got other shit I'm trying to do. That's why I'm not Trey Songz.
I'm like, why don't you just invite another bitch over and let me leave? Like, there were so many bitches on.
Or maybe just don't fuck for a while. Maybe go like a few hours without busting a nut, Trey Songz.
Yeah.
So what's gonna happen after the threesome? Like, are we still friends or like?
No.
It doesn't even matter what happens after the threesomes. Are you being kidnapped or nah? Are you being sex trafficked or nah? How are you just holding bitches? Like, and you're taking their phone and they're like literally asking you to go fuck another bitch and you're like, oh no. And beyond that, you're pissing on bitches. Like, what is with these six fucks and piss? Like, there is nothing that I've ever wanted to do that equaled piss and sex. Like, I can never like say, I feel like peeing, let's fuck. Or I just peed, I'm horny now. Like, what is it about your piss and pissing on people that turns you sick fucks on? Like, how many different people have to accuse people of shit before you're like, yeah, you know what? That motherfucker might be doing some fucking crazy shit. Like, people music do not be that good where you can sit back and say, you know what? I'm gonna keep on streaming and supporting a sick fuck. Like, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but a lot of y'all over here on T.I. side and Tiny side, all because their accusers want to be anonymous. You guys are acting as if accusing a multi-million dollar rapper and his wife of sex trafficking and sex abuse is something easy, and you're going to want to come forthright with your identity so his crazy ass fucking fans and supporters can come try to find you and do all kind of weird ass shit to you. You know, a lot of y'all are not paying attention to what's going on with that. So let me go ahead and update you on these sick, nasty bastards that y'all keep on supporting because their music is oh so wonderful.
The Trouble Man and his lovely lady have been floating on an inflatable life raft patched up with duct tape, and the one hole in the raft, of course, has T.I.'s finger in it. Here's the problem. Three more people have come forward to accuse the artist. I think we told you this last week. The 20-year-old stated they pulled out a pill, forced her to swallow it, and the wife had woo-ha with her. Another says she was drugged and raped, while another came out the cut and said she was trafficked in Nevada, Cali, and Florida, bringing the number up to a whopping countless. Look, I don't even know the number anymore. And apparently, he doesn't either. I'm saying he doesn't know the number of his accusers. You know what I'm saying? Remember, you, the listener, are innocent until proven guilty, just like him. Anyway, this can happen to you next week. Just be mindful of that. The artist rep have spoken for him and his lady, saying, quote, the Harrises are still waiting for the accusers to reveal themselves publicly. Oh, wait, I thought in cases like these, they don't do that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Let me keep it going. By continuing to hide behind anonymous allegations, see, that's the thing. Get off me. I'm going to talk. If you accuse me of something, right, I would also be like, who is you? Where you at? How come you ain't showing your face? You follow what I'm saying? Look, you ain't showing your face because what you're saying ain't true. That's what I would have said. I heard somebody in the back like, well, why don't you show your face, celeb? This ain't about me. And then, when you see how handsome I am, you're just gonna be mad. Look, I'm doing this for your sake. Anyway, in the case of rape, though, right? Why would they go public? If it's true, they're embarrassed they've been violated. If I got raped in prison, I don't want nobody to know about that. It's the same thing. Anyway, they continued and said, the unnamed accusers effectively render themselves not credible and unworthy of belief. We say let the light shine on their identities so we can go about disproving these scurrilous accusations. Scurrilous? The hell that means? Let me look it up. Okay, making or spreading scandalous claims about someone with the intention of damaging their reputation. So they say, shine the light on their identity so we can go about disproving their scandalous claims designed to damage our reputation. Here's the thing. If they hide their identities, right, I get it. And if they don't, and it's true, they're courageous enough to endure the shame of being violated. Either way, it wouldn't look good. You see what I'm saying? And finally.
Hey, yo, shout out to this YouTuber, Celeb. I love the way he delivered that because he did not push a narrative. If he pushed any type of narrative at all, it would be, you are innocent until proven guilty. However, I like the way that he understood why a victim that would be accusing a person like T.I. and his wife of something so heinous would not want to be identified. And even beyond the reasons that he gave, another reason would be because they don't have to fucking tell you who they are. All they have to do is do what they're doing and press the charges. And hopefully there will be enough evidence that they can provide, which would open an investigation, because that is the point. The point is not to get clout. The point is not to get money and all of these things, because if that was the point, then that's what they would be doing. They would be all over the news doing press conferences, trying to start a smear campaign that's going to make T.I. feel like the best way out would be to pay little settlement money to make it all go away. That is the difference between clout chasing and actually holding someone accountable for some fuck shit that they did to you. Now, let's put the shoe on the other foot and say some of these women that are accusing T.I. and Tiny of these things were 100% with it. At the time of doing it, they may have said, you know what? I don't have any issues doing this. Give me that pill. Give me that drink, whatever, what have you. Maybe because they did not know at the time what they were doing was wrong. But then after you wake up in another state and you done fucked Lord knows who, you don't really remember shit, maybe that's when you start to consider the fact, yo, these people might have done some shit to me. I might have been violated. And then you hear other stories about other women that experienced the exact same thing that you experienced. So you reach out to a lawyer, you reach out to an attorney, and you find out that, hey, this is an issue that's progressive amongst more than one person than I am.
So maybe that fear that I have going against a big name celebrity that owns half of Atlanta will go away because I won't be alone. They can't say that it's just me out here clout chasing. It's like 20 something women. You mean to tell me all 20 of them are lying? Like I said on an older episode of the podcast, let's just say 5 of them are lying and 10 of them are stretching the truth. You still got 5 of them that are telling the whole truth. And even if you eliminate 4 of those 5 that are telling the whole truth, it only take 1 to be telling the truth about what the fuck. And I don't hate T.I. I don't hate Tiny. I love Xscape. If I had to keep it a bean, I would rather listen to Tiny's music more than T.I.'s music. I fuck with them partially musically. What I don't fuck with are the accusations. And if the accusations are false, then neither one of them should have any kind of issues dealing with them and facing them. And, you know, because you will get proven innocent if you guys believe in the justice system. I don't know how much you believe in the justice system, but if you say that T.I. would be prosecuted because the justice system is fucked up, I can say that these women won't get justice because the justice system is fucked up. So no matter what kind of argument that you would try to present me to justify a celebrity taking advantage of these females that are out here, I'm going to throw it right back at you with the same perspective as if it's the other way around. Y'all got to wake up. Y'all ain't never met these celebrities before. Y'all don't know shit about them, but y'all be quick to come to their defense and defend them every time you hear some fucked up shit about them and that shit could be true. Just because some stories that you've heard were false, it does not mean that every story that you hear about every celebrity is false. Y'all was real quick to kill Tory Lanez, but what happened though? What's going on with Tory Lanez? He guilty or no? He shot that bitch or no? Y'all was killing them though. Tory Lanez might actually be laying somewhere dead as fuck in the water. Yeah, he be on Instagram live, but his career ain't never going to be what it was. But did he actually do it? Can you prove that he did it? Or all you got is what Megan Thee Stallion said that happened, and then you're going to sit there and bust down the facts of what she said compared to what you read and all of that, and then come to a place of none of it making any sense, and you don't know nothing. But yet, y'all supported all of that shit with her dragging this man with no facts. But then when it comes to T.I. and what these people are saying about him, which respectfully is a hell of a lot worse than what Tory Lanez was accused of. Tory Lanez was accused of getting into a domestic dispute with his then bitch and then resorting to exorbitant violence. These women are accusing these motherfuckers of drugging them, raping them, and sex trafficking them. I know you're going to say, well, Megan could have died. Bullets ain't got no names. What the fuck you think could happen with drugs? Y'all probably was the same goofy ass motherfuckers talking about DMX should have knew better about the drugs he was using. Drugs takes lives, motherfucker. If you out here putting shit in motherfuckers' drinks unbeknownst to them, what the fuck you think could happen to them? You're risking their life, nigga. You don't know what kind of allergies niggas got, what kind of adverse effects these mollies and type of shit you putting in motherfuckers' drinks. So if you want to really sit here and say that Trey Songz shot her and he could have took her life and you ain't got no facts to that, then you should still be able to say, yo, T.I. did that. Because it's the same fucking logic, dummy. That's why I ain't going back and forth and I'm not arguing with niggas on social media no more. The way that y'all apply y'all logic and the way that y'all try to say certain shit be ignorant as a motherfucker. Y'all dumb as shit with the shit that y'all say. Oh, their music is good. I fuck with them. I don't know that nigga personally. I don't give a fuck what they do. Are you fucking shitting me? Just because you don't know a nigga personally, you could read and see receipts about a nigga raping a bitch and you could still play that music and feel okay with that, but then turn around and say that you don't fuck with R. Kelly? Make it make sense, nigga. Make that shit make sense. You probably can't because you dumb. And nothing about that shit makes sense. Facts.
Yeah. What these bitches want from a nigga?
What these bitches want from a nigga? You already know what I'm about to do, man.
What these bitches want from a nigga?
You already know how I give it up. But in case you don't,
dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, Cocoa Puff, sweet bitches, what? Make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Yeah, niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not me. I fucks with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in they shit, then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You thinking life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Woo! Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy tight, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life. Right? So what is it you want from a nigga? What? I gave you, you gave me.
Bitch!
I blazed you, you blazed me. Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever test. Right. Better than all the rest. I'm like, alright, girlfriend, hold up. Tell I gave you what you gave me, boo. Enough.
Woo! Man. Yeah. About to give y'all a sleeper. Hey, all over world. We make boss.
Niggas wanna shout, I'ma make noise.
Woo.
Niggas run their mouth, I'ma break doors. Faces coming out, we gon' take yours. All the world uptown, baby. We make boss.
What up, that?
How you feel about X?
Oh, man, I feel everything about X, man. X world love, man. Positive. X, the big love to X, man. It's all, man.
Y'all don't understand why y'all niggas got me here asking me about this Black Rob nigga, so for real, yo.
Right, calm down, all right?
I just say, yo, I was just locked up with the nigga, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't sleeping with the nigga, nothing. So come on, what the fuck,
we
man?
Just wanna know if
y'all niggas is bugging, man.
Y'all niggas wasn't outside.
What the fuck you wanna know? He was the man when I was locked up, son, you know what I'm saying? Word up, 100 deodorants and shit, 45 soap, 75
y'all don't know what you listening to.
It, son. Yo, it's commissary, yo, $60 every motherfucking all week, yo. $10 right. on stairs, $50 on real. Food. Tell that's how really
the,
was. So
tell us about the drugs. Tell us about the guns. Tell us
I'm
about
saying,
everything.
I ain't no stool pigeon, nigga, but I'm tell you how real
my
the nigga
said
was.
A
you know what I'm saying? He had niggas stuffing balloons, you know what I'm saying? He had niggas sharpening
okay.
the spoons.
Look,
he had all
look,
types
look,
of shit
look,
going
look,
on,
look,
nigga. Wild CIs, you know what I'm saying? Yo, he was just running shit, you know what I'm saying? So
facts.
When I came up in there, I was like, yo, I'ma fuck with that nigga. How could I be mad at that nigga? You know what I'm saying? Plus the more important shit. So out of all that shit, yo, the nigga had weed. That's it. He had weed, and I fuck with anybody who had weed. So
facts.
That's it. Work.
We about to give my nigga Black Rob some flowers. I'm a real Black Rob fan. I'm a real Bad Boy fan. I was the fuck outside. Where was you at?
I'm at uptown on Dykeman, the Ike, then talking that how she only dealt with businessmen. Niggas bad insurance, money off and on the books. The ones who stand firm like ain't
nothing shook about them.
I doubt them cats waiting for me. You know them niggas, them big dudes across the street. She said, yeah, they from over on Mayfair. Bullets from out of nowhere. Sold a stay there and duck.
Wait a minute!
I hit the ground but managed to pull the grease out. This bitch over there with them pointing the sheep
there
out.
There they go.
They want beef out here, they gon' get it.
In the worst way.
I'ma show them how Black play. Roll the dice, fucking with me's like snake eyes. I break guys. Sit back and watch my cake rise.
It's all about the Benjamins.
It's true, that be the motto.
Ran out of ammo and started throwing bottles.
Running, and I ain't looking back for shit.
You crooked ass bitch.
Today I get you back for this.
Hey. I love you, baby. No, you don't. See, I was the fuck outside.
Watch the whole thing unfold.
Where the fuck was y'all at?
From 100 Street.
I came up off the porch.
Hey,
wait a minute.
Got me sitting on the roof. I drink on scope, less than 100 proof. Hand on toes, about to roast. Some kids who flash like they assassins. Pick up my dough and BK, this honey passion.
Woo!
Got the spot on lock. Taking flicks around the corner. She made it where this spot ain't hot like a potato. She got 5-0 on the payroll. They sniffing yayo.
I don't know what to say, yo.
There they go, in front of the store. Dressed in black shit. Tell by they's arena, they be hustling backwards. Fuck them.
came to do one thing, assassinate him. That's it, that's all solo, single, no more, no less. Shots bang, yo. Money caught, one in his Kango.
Yeah.
DOA, as this man made his run for the
Can
door.
I get my Corner. Shit the fuck
in
off?
In the gator shoes, his girl or probably no. Him too bad. Black ain't get the chance to extort him. This niggas like that don't deserve to live. Woo! Men, and we ain't got no love to give.
For I'ma get my shit off.
Wanna be down, wanna be clowns, get fair with me. Like, I won't let this shit stand.
I'ma get my bad boy shit off, you heard me?
Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean?
You ain't gonna accuse me of that fake love.
Nigga have a big six at the curb.
That's woke.
Okay. Especially if he got the fully equipped kid on it.
That's woke.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
yeah.
I had this bad bitch in town, she was woke. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean.
Whoa. Wait a minute!
The bitch diamonds and pearls, I mean. Whoa. Should've seen them shit shining on the wrist.
Woo.
Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like.
Whoa.
Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like.
Whoa.
Lost the boot shrimp from 2/10 like.
Whoa.
Saggy wanna peep my blueprints, I'm like. Whoa.
Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like. Whoa. Listen.
Niggas getting pulled on my block like. Whoa. Coming
Fuck
home
y'all
within a half an hour like. Whoa. Front like they had the manpower like.
Whoa. More or less, more so, I rip your torso.
I live the fast life,
come through in the Porsche slow life, bro. My nigga,
like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow,
nice clothes, like whoa. Yep. Yo, listen, you gonna put some respect on that man Rob's name, you heard me?
Yo, hold up. Yo, man. I mean, I've been dealing with this man for 5 years. Damn. 4 strokes. Man, I don't know what to tell you, man. This shit is crazy. This shit is hard, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no house to live in. Except probably, man, a apartment, man, for me and my man be trying to get together, man. I'm telling you, man, this shit is strange. It's hard, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the people are going to do, but the people are going to say. But my time, I need some rest, man. Really, man, I need some rest, man. My side is killing me. Oh, shit. I don't want to talk about it no more, man.
We bag it, then flip it like, whoa. Cars, we jack them, then strip them like, whoa. Fully equip them, front to back like, whoa. Spitting on fiends that come for crack like whoa. Asking for shorts and shit, nigga, like whoa. Half of this port? Now, nigga, that's whoa. Flow so proper, you will see I'm whoa. Ain't no stopping, roll deep like whoa. Your man ain't whoa. The judge ain't whoa. COs ain't whoa. POs ain't whoa. My joint, I get the G.I. Joe. D.I.C.K. Riders ain't whoa. Man. That's one of them verses. That's one of them verses. And earlier, I got ticked off because there's a bunch of motherfuckers online talking a bunch of shit they know nothing about. Y'all forget about motherfuckers when they leave the mainstream. Y'all don't follow up. Y'all not real hip hop heads, so y'all don't be watching them little underground DVDs that are now on YouTube. People like Doggy Diamonds and Gully TV. Shout out to Gully TV, who interviews these rappers from the nostalgia age that y'all no longer care about.
months ago, I played a clip from the Gully TV interview when Black Rob was looking bad. Nobody reached out. Nobody tried to get him any help. Nobody was concerned. This man is sick, suffering from kidney disease, strokes, and all type of stuff. And y'all on social media talking about, oh, well, what happened to his money when he was on Bad Boy? Nigga, fuck you. That nigga has no publishing. He owns no masters. And he's probably not getting a royalty check either, judging by how bad he's doing. And if he is getting a royalty check, it's a couple hundred dollars every couple months. That's not helping nobody. I love Puff. Puff, one of my role models. But me admitting that I love Puff, that's me admitting to the earlier years in Puff's career, he did some shady shit. But it's not like he was the only one doing it. That's why I don't blame him for it. What Puff was doing to them artists on Bad Boy was standard. Them deals was standard deals in the music industry. But Puff made something out of himself, and most of his artists went to make big deals in the music industry. So their contracts and everything that Puff negotiated always was a discussion piece. Because we're talking about artists like the Notorious B.I.G. We're talking about artists like Mace and Toto and everybody that was on the Bad Boy catalog, and Mary J. Blige and Jodeci and everybody that he touched and made be the pivotal matriarchs of the culture that we support. There were several artists getting fucked. I bet you don't care about how bad Drag On deal was. I bet you don't give a fuck how bad Bobby Valentino's deal was, or all of those motherfuckers that got fucked out of paper signed under Ludacris. None of y'all motherfuckers give a fuck about whose deals were fucked up and all of that other shit until they're big name artists like Puffy produced. So everybody holds Puff accountable for what he did, including myself. Because when I posted the video of Black Rob talking about he homeless and he need this, that, and the third, I tag people. Because these celebrities, they talk about black love and all of this, but some of y'all could help these motherfuckers. Some of these don't even need no help. Shout out to LeBron James for helping Delonte West. A lot of y'all could help a lot of these fallen soldiers. Because what's going to happen if something should happen to Black Rob? Y'all going to be playing his music. There's going to be all these roses for him. But we can see for the past 3 years, he's been on a downward spiral, if not longer than that. He's been on a downward spiral for an extended period of time, and we not doing nothing as a community, as a people. And then shout out to Mike Zombie. He started a GoFundMe. Royce the 5'9 posted it, but it's some suspicious shit going on with that. The shit got up to almost 74K. I'm sharing it. I'm trying to get my platform to put a couple of dollars on it. Because even if 5 people from my platform put 20, that's $100. $100 is going to get them a meal. It's going to help. So I'm thinking, even if my small platform contributed, it'll be good. But then we go to donate, and then the donations have been turned off by the organizer. So what the fuck? Y'all post this video. We see he needs help. We're all rallying together to help him. And then y'all disable the ability for us to help him. So what happened to the 74 racks? And why can't we donate to that anymore? Is it because Diddy is going to do something? Is it because Diddy has decided that, nah, Black Rob don't need to be homeless. He don't need to have medical expenses. He don't need to be sick. I'm going to take care of that. Is that what's going on? Because I don't think that it's right that there was a GoFundMe set up for him, and we as the fans that want to support somebody that we fuck with, we can't donate. But I'm on my business because I didn't start that GoFundMe, so I don't know why I can't donate. But I'm going to say this, though. All y'all motherfuckers that was talking all that shit about DMX, and let's have the conversation. Let's have this conversation. Let's talk about why y'all don't want to talk until niggas die. There be a whole bunch of information on the internet that you could search, that you could see, that you could read, where you could see people that you've supported through your whole fucking childhood going through it. And y'all flossing and eating fucking crab legs and shit every fucking weekend. And you ain't doing shit. But then you posting these motherfucking posts talking about let's have conversations about addiction. Nigga, fuck you. Fuck you. You buying all of this expensive fly ass shit. You getting a new pair of sneakers every motherfucking week. And y'all claim that you hip hop heads. There's so many hip hop artists that have contributed to your childhood, your upbringing, and the soundtrack of your life. And what can you say that you do to help them when they down and out besides get on the internet and talk shit? Nigga, respectfully suck dick and blow balls. All love for Black Rob. It might not mean nothing to y'all, but you rocking with DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and everything lit. This is episode 75, ready to meet them, and we giving out flowers.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Thugged out.
Come back and do and fill in the morning show because Joe Buttons had been doing mornings at Hot 97, and it was a mess, a hot mess express. So this is the day I get fired. And Wendy and Kevin call and they're like, come on the show this afternoon and talk about it. Because Wendy was syndicated in Philly. So it was a hot topic. Like, what? Jonesy got fired? What the fuck? Like, the city was on fire. So when I come to New York and I do Wendy's interview, Tracy goes, come to my house after you finish at Wendy's. And she goes, I want you to come fill in. You want to fill in? Do mornings, you know, for a week, whatever. So Envy whispers to me while I'm there, they're going to fire Joe and hire you. Make sure you don't let them rape you. Fat nigga's getting $250. Go hire. So I'm like, they're not going to bring me in. He's like, watch. So when Friday comes, Tracy pulls me to the side. It was so good having you. It was like a breath of fresh air. How about you come back home? And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, do the morning show. So I'm like, bitch, it better be better than 250. No, I didn't say that. I'm like, okay, all right, let's talk numbers over the weekend. And it was just like that. Just like that.
When did you bring Envy in?
Envy was already there. So when Joe Buttons was there, Envy was there, Miss Info was there. I don't know if Donnell Rollins was there or not, but they were already in place. So when I came back, I could have gotten rid of them and brought in my own crew, but I know what it feels like to just be disrupted from your life just because you can. No, fuck it, they could stay.
So why? Okay, when Envy said that you gave him a shot, what is he referring to that time?
Because they wanted to get rid of him. They were insisting that I bring in Cypher Sounds.
Don't get gassed.
Pretty much. That was Flex's guy, but I saw the play. So Flex runs nights, and he figures if he has someone in the mornings, he gonna run nights and mornings. Follow what I'm throwing?
I'm following what you're throwing.
Okay. You catching what I'm throwing? So it. I'm Envy, loyal, because Envy had already...
Yeah, he heard what's going on, and he put you on to game what's going on.
And I'm... all when you show me one sign of loyalty, I'm down. That's the Scorpio.
Man, oh man, if you ain't from the tri-state area, if you never lived in Philadelphia and got to experience Miss Jones, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But shout out to Flip. He again got another classic interview. Podcasters and interviewers like him are my goals. I aspire to interview some of these legends before they expire or they get, you know, too far gone where they don't care to give me, little old me, DJ Exclusive at the Nothing Podcast and everything lit, an interview. But man, for about 45 minutes, I don't know if this was just a clip and the full interview is going to drop at a later time, but man, oh man, did he give us some gems. In this one little interview, she threw my guy Joe Budden under the bus, which is what you just heard in this clip. But he was getting a big ass bag when he was at Hot 97. So he was getting 250 at Hot 97. That's a big ass bag for him to be falling asleep underneath the switchboards and doing all type of crazy shit that he was doing when he was over at Hot 97. Miss Jones basically explained her and DJ Envy's undying loyalty to each other. She talked about how her and Soleil was beefing because Soleil swore up and down that she was fucking around with Ginuwine, why they were involved. She talked about Angie Martinez. She talked about Funk Flex. She talked about a lot in that 45 minutes. And if you are a fan of Miss Jones in the radio and you grew up listening to that, then yeah, you might want to tap into that interview because she was hitting on a lot. Now, there are a few more things that I want to discuss with y'all before we get up out of here and get into rapid fire nothingness and nothing motivation. First things first, I want to bring a new segment to the show where I address things that most men cannot say because they are men, but women seem to receive this information better coming from another woman. And because I am a lesbian, I am allowed to say things that men feel that they will not say because of their gender. Now, if you would like to contribute to this segment, please email me at djexclusive@gmail.com or nothingpodcast@gmail.com. That's nothing@gmail.com. Okay. You can offer to send me a recorded testimony. You can hit me up and we can do a little Skype thingamajiggy so I can get you like that. But I am reaching out to all of my male fans and followers and subscribers that are so sick of not being able to say certain things to women because they take it as women bashing when all they doing is keeping it a bean. Now, one of those things that I want to say here is, women, y'all gotta stop expecting men to have things that you don't. I'm going to say that again. Ladies, y'all have to stop expecting for the guys to have things that you do not. If you don't have a full-time job with medical insurance and your own house and your own car, then you don't deserve to demand that of a man. The issue with a lot of relationships isn't the man or the woman. It is both parties failing to get themselves to a place in life where they would like to be for their spouse. Niggas do the same shit. Niggas be wanting bitches to have this, that, and the third with y'all bums. Women, y'all can't be getting all types of public assistance, all types of help that men are not eligible for, and then downplaying them because they don't have the freebies that you have. You can't be getting like $700 a month in food stamps and then downing that man because he don't got no food in his house, but he work a full-time job. He paying child support. He paying bills. He doing whatever he got to do, and he might can only eat peanut butter and jelly because he don't got no money left for crab legs. I think the expectation that women have for a lot of these men, and it's not even men, it's for us studs too. Y'all bitches got me fucked up. Y'all been sucking dick since fucking middle school. Y'all have like 4 fucking kids. Niggas been doing you dirty since 94, and now you want to be a lesbian and you got all these expectations. I'm supposed to be able to take care of you, your fucking kid, pay half of your fucking bills, help you with your car note, and all type of shit that you can't handle on yourself. Excuse me, bitch? Excuse me? I don't give a fuck if I could ask you and you would give it to me. Because if we are not married, you are not obligated to help me do a motherfucking thing. So these bitches out here talking about, well, my nigga could hit me and ask me for anything. Well, that's just because you a dumbass bitch. Your nigga shouldn't be able to ask you for anything. If your nigga come to you and ask you for $500, you should ask that nigga why the fuck he need $500. If you a broke ass nigga and you ain't got no job, you ain't got no kind of income, you ain't got no hustle, you ain't got nothing going on in your life, there's no reason that you need $500. Period. Y'all women be on social media making a lot of justifications for fuck shit and then be wanting to call niggas deadbeats and all kind of shit, but really y'all are reverse deadbeats. Y'all can't afford to take care of your kids without child support, Section 8, and all kind of public assistance, but then y'all be mad that niggas be coming up short because they don't get that. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the double standards that men have to deal with all of the time, but women get it off easy. Like the homosexual shit. Niggas are automatically gay just because they wanted to experiment or try something out. A nigga couldn't even fathom the possibility or idea of exploring the fact that maybe they may be into men. A man may say one day, hey, I think that I might be attracted to men. I don't know. I have a male friend that makes me feel a way that women don't make me feel. They never did nothing sexual. They try something sexual just to see, and they don't like it. They've decided even if they make me feel something sexually, I can't get down with a man. But it don't matter. You gay for life now. What's up with that? I could sit here and say, yeah, in my younger years, I done fucked around with niggas. I done let niggas play with my titties and do all kind of shit to me, but I like pussy. And niggas can accept me as a lesbian and never consider the fact that I might decide that I want to fuck a nigga one day, or I have that potential to fuck a nigga one day or whatever based on the shit that I've done in my past. But because a man may decide in their past they gonna let another nigga suck their dick just to see if they like it, they gay for life. Man, all these double standards is whack. And yeah, I laugh and joke and about it like, yeah, a nigga, if you suck dick, you gay. If you take it in your ass, you gay. But the reality of the situation is men are being robbed of the opportunity to explore themselves sexually and to explore themselves as men and human beings. And I don't think that's fair. So if I'm going to stand up for the type of shit that men can't say, but they actually feel it, I'm also going to stand on the ledge and say it is not fair that men cannot properly explore their sexuality. That's why you got so many niggas on the down low. That's why you got so much shit going on behind closed door. But I ain't gonna go on a tangent. I just want y'all to know your girl DJ Exclusive got y'all back. It might not mean nothing to y'all, but I am a female that speaks nigga. I can decode that man for you. So if your man is telling you some shit and you want me to decode that shit for you, you can also email me at djexclusive@gmail.com. I'll tell you what that nigga's really saying. You could hit me up at nothingpodcast@gmail.com. And before we get into our last musical break of this particular episode, I want to remind all of you guys, please visit nothingmerch.com. Cop your custom Nothing Podcast clothing, from the Nothing Podcast Letterman jacket to the Ringer Champion Departed tee to all of the fly snapbacks and everything that I have to offer on nothingmerch.com. Also, if you are a business or a brand and you are looking to get any kind of merch, from mugs to t-shirts to hoodies, hats made to represent your brand, please hit me up. My price is very affordable and I am very fair, and I promise fast, efficient service. Now, a few of you guys have hit me up, but you do not have high quality images. You do not have the type of things that I can move forward to make you a high quality product. If you are willing to settle for trash because you have trash art, just say that thing.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Thugged out. Blends.
Yeah, so for rapid fire nothingness, real short list today. Shout out to Cam'ron for going in on Action Paction Jackson. It might not mean nothing to you, but Derek Jackson took to his social media to show some love for DMX. You know, he posted a real cute little post, and Cam'ron basically was like, yo, my dude, I know DMX personally, and the DMX that I know, he actually would not fuck with people like yourself. So you could miss me with the bullshit. You ain't said nothing in several days, almost a week or more, since the whole scandal with you cheating on your woman. Do not use my friend as a way for you to come out of your rabbit hole to start posting and talking again like it's all sweet. Nah, nigga, go find that bonnet of salvation and get your wife together. Derek Jackson responded, like, with his chest all poked out, like he want to smoke with Cam, talking about, oh, well, you acting like I cheated on you, nigga. Like, basically throwing shade, like, nigga, don't come at me, like, and tell me what I can and cannot say to someone that I have respect for. I kind of agree with him. He kind of won that battle. I understand where Cam was coming from because I share that sentiment, but I don't think Cam was ready for Derek to put them together like that. Next on the list is your boy 50 Cent, aka Curtis Jackson. He took to his Twitter and his social media to let all of the fans know he could give a flying fuck that his baby mom is being spotted and photographed with Puff. Now, I might not mean that in y'all, but 50 has a baby. His name is Sire. I think Sire's maybe between 5-6 years old. Sire's mom's name is Daphne Joy. Her and 50 are not together anymore, despite the fact Google says they're married. That's hilarious. There were some photos that popped up over the weekend of Puff and his baby mama out and about, and 50 decided to say, hey, me and Diddy, we only argue over money. If he want the bitch, he could have the bitch. And a lot of people are thinking that 50 is really actually hurt. He's actually bothered by that. I don't know if 50's bothered by that or not. Pussy is pussy. You can get more pussy. I think the only thing that would actually bother 50 is if this relationship actually worked and he had to see his actual son pushing up on Puff. I think that would bother 50. You know how Puff likes to adopt other people's kids. Shout out to Quincy. So I don't know. I'll keep y'all posted on what's going on with that. Now, y'all already know Paul Pierce lost his job. Everybody's offering him different kind of offers for him to go talk to NBA and do other things. I just want to say, yo, Paul Pierce could have been doing a lot worse, but I do have to play a little bit of devil's advocate and say, when you have an employer, you have to do your due diligence and understand your employer. You have to understand what your employer will take and what they will not take, what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. So I kind of fault Paul Pierce for not knowing who he worked for and what was okay and what was not okay, and for him to not understand his analytics to the point where like 60 to 70% of his followers are young children. So these are the things that that caused the discontentment, which made him lose his job. Not necessarily the fact that he was smoking a blunt with strippers. You heard? Also, I know nobody cares, so I'm not even going to waste my breath in saying it might not mean nothing to y'all, because I know it means nothing to y'all. But when everybody's mourning DMX and everything's going on with DMX, Tekashi 69 took to his Instagram to say that he's depressed. He's really been going through it. He's not really enjoying his life. This is something that we all have known, right? Now, Tekashi 69 is currently in the Dominican Republic. He's kissing babies. I don't know what he's trying to do. I guess he's trying to make himself feel better for sending people that he called his friends to jail for an extended period of time. You guys all know I've tried to defend 69 as much as I could, to the point of realisticness of him actually being a tattletale. But everything that he's done since he's come home, I just can't support that. And I send him my prayers. I send him my blessings, because I don't wish death upon anybody. But I do feel like his time is coming and he needs to go get himself real help for the depression and the things that he feels when he's alone. Also, Famous Dex, I don't know if that nigga is still on drugs. I don't know if he's trolling. I don't know what's going on with that. But that nigga stapled like $1,000 store stuffed animals to his overalls and posted it on social media wearing a Playboy t-shirt. I don't know why he did that. I guess he did it so we can be doing exactly what we're doing right now, and that is talking about the motherfucker. Whatever, he needs to get clean. He needs to get some help. we've been on this episode talking about addiction and drug abuse, and I just want to take this time to say, you guys need to get some help for Famous Dex. We need to get some help for Soulja Boy. We need to get some help
for
Lil Wayne. There are several rappers right in front of our eyes that are deteriorating because of drug abuse, pills, Molly, the music business, all kinds of things. And we're just posting memes and we're laughing and we're joking about it, but we're not having real serious conversations about this as what we can do as a culture and a community of fans of these people to get them actual help. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, we can't be waiting for people to die or people to be like Black Rob is, or people to be struggling or suffering before we as the community and the culture of hip hop decide that we want to get behind the people that wrote the soundtracks to our lives and, you know, do something about their addictions. There's a real problem there. And the last thing on rapid fire nothingness, well, actually not the last thing, the second to last thing. If you didn't check out that Big Facts interview with Young Buck, don't waste your time. That nigga sat up there for almost 3 hours and lied the whole time. We know you like transsexuals. All of that bullshit with you and 50. We don't believe any of the things that you said. Young Buck, if you want some real advice, you need to just go and live a regular life. You're not going to be able to have a music career anymore. You're not going to be on TV. You're not going to do any movies. Just go live a regular life. Get a regular job. Live a regular life. Take care of your family the normal way. But leave the music business alone. You're never going to live down your whole legacy that you've built for yourself. Lying on podcast about 50 Cent and and what went on with you and UTP and Juvenile and all of that will not make you more marketable, and it will not make people want to support your music. That is just a fun fact. Last but not least, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but your boy, NBA Youngboy, his bail was denied. He has been remanded to the facility. That nigga's in jail taking pictures like he liked dick. If you Google NBA Youngboy and click on images, it's very rare that you see this nigga smile, but he is smiling, showing all of his fucking teeth in this fucking cell with all of these niggas looking like they like booty meat, like he bite pillows, like he's sucking dick for commissary. I don't know if this is what he's doing. I'm not saying that NBA Youngboy is gay by any stretch of the imagination. I don't know this man from a can of paint, but I'm just saying those pictures that leaked on the internet, he looks a little bit too happy to be incarcerated. I ain't never seen somebody smiling from ear to ear in a photo surrounded by grown ass men when you have a pregnant woman and you got a baby that just was born and you got 75 other kids that's out here. Like, I don't know what you would have to smile about, nigga. You in jail facing some serious charges. You could be going away for a long time and your bail got denied. That means you might not see your kids again for a very long time. You might not even meet the one that's about to be born for a very long time. So what the fuck is you smiling about, nigga? What is there to be happy about? That's why the whole narrative is you gay and you sucking dick and people saying that type of shit on social media, because what the fuck is there to smile about? Ain't nothing to smile about, my nigga. I don't see nothing funny about being surrounded by dick and you can't be around your family members. But I digress, man. I digress. It might not mean nothing to y'all. This your girl, DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And I got a little bit of nothing motivation for y'all, and it is this. It is easy to throw rocks when you living in a glass house, and it is easy to pass judgment on a motherfucker when they're experiencing things that you've never experienced or had to go through in your whole entire life. A lot of us find pleasure in judging people and talking shit and expressing commentary on things that we do not know anything about. So my advice is going to be real short and sweet this week. Have a glass of shut the fuck up. If you ain't never went through it, if you ain't never experienced it, shut the fuck up. Don't talk about people's demons. Don't talk about the things that people go through. Don't judge people's addictions and the type of shit that people struggle with every day, because motherfucker, it could be you. We have to stop taking our life for granted, because life is not promised. And with that being said, I am out of here.